One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the Tone and Scott podcast. It's your girl, Christy Chella, and in today's podcast, I have a very special guest that's very near and dear to my heart. She is not only a Tone and Scott ambassador, but she can officially say she's an Honor Active OG. If you didn't know what Honor Active is, it's a clothing company that I literally just launched. If you go on the website, there probably won't be any stock till about 3 to 4 weeks' time. But Amy is someone that I got to meet personally, got to know personally, and got to know her journey personally. If you hear tiptoes in the background, that is Buttons' footsteps. So I can't really shout at her. She's way too cute. So you're going to have to bear with it. Without further ado, I'd like everyone to meet the lovely Amy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Happy Tuesday.
Happy, do you know what? I thought it was Monday today. I was like, oh, fuck's sake, it's not Monday, it's Tuesday. I feel like days go so quick.
Yeah, literally as well, especially with like everything that's going on in the world. It, like every day merges into one, doesn't it?
It really does. And I feel like there's so much going on that you almost don't want to do anything. Does that make sense? When you're so busy, you don't want to do anything.
Yeah, you just want to hide a little bit. Yeah, I get that.
One feeling. So Amy, tell everyone a little bit about yourself. Tell everyone who you are and exactly what you do.
Well, I'm Amy. So basically, health and fitness has kind of always been like a massive hobby of mine alongside my day to day. And I've always been a big sportswoman ever since I was little. Basically, my mum always said that I would do absolutely anything for a medal. So I would like try out sports all the time, which took me down the path of going to national level netball. And then from there, I dabbled in lots of different events and like triathlons, marathons, half marathons. And then I decided in 2015 for a hobby again, just to retrain as a PT to learn a lot more about my body and how it works and educate myself. And then from that, I decided that I wanted to try and help as many women as I could find their movement, basically, and feel accepted.
And I think the special thing about you as well is that you really enjoy a sport that many, I would say society kind of thinks that women shouldn't do. And what sport is that?
Rugby.
Yeah, and when you told me that, it lit me up. It like my face just lit up because I just thought, that's so great for someone to do something that's out of the box and something that society kind of thinks, oh no, rugby is for big butch men, and you know, it's not the case. And you're breaking that mold, and I love people that break molds. I love people that do stuff that's outside of the typical stereotype box. And you know, you told me like, oh, I love rugby, it makes me feel strong, it makes me feel empowered. And how did you get into that?
So basically, obviously I played netball, and I wanted to take a step back from being like so competitive. It's very draining, and it got a lot of pressure. So I wanted to do something else, but still play a team sport, because like I just thrive in a team. I love working with other people. So my friend said, oh, I'm going to go give it a try. Do you fancy coming? And I thought, oh, I don't know, it sounds a bit scary. running into people and stuff. And also I just wasn't sure there was that I would fit in. Like, everyone has those moments of doubt, but I thought, go give it a try. And I literally fell in love with it. And the best thing about it is what you have in your head of what's on a rugby team, that's not. There are women who are small and petite to women who are a lot bigger and stronger. Like, the variety, there is a space for everyone, and that's the best thing about rugby. Like, everyone's embraced for what they're good at rather than what they don't have. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think that when it comes to competing, or when it comes to business or anything like that, or even work, you're constantly trying to find what you're not good at and what you could be good at. Does that make sense? So you're constantly judged on things that you could improve on, but it's nice to be recognized for things that you're great for. And yeah. I think, I must admit, I think that as women especially, we are put in a box and we are told to do certain things and we are told to kind of dim that shine. I mean, I've been told before that I've bragged about where I am, and it's like, hold on a minute. Had a man said that, would that come across as bragging, or would that come across as, you know, that good for you kind of vibe? So I think that when it comes to how you view things and how you believe a woman's place on earth should be is so refreshing, because you don't sit there and you're not like, I believe women should be this and that. You're just so cash about it because you just don't see it any other way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, massively. I think me especially, like, especially growing up through sport and stuff, you wanted to be a carbon copy of what they wanted in order to feel like you fitted in. And that's what I strived for years to try and change. And yeah, focus on what I was missing in order to be better. When actually, like, over the last kind of couple of years, I've learned to change my focus onto what I'm good at and what that brings to the team. And I think, yeah, it's the same, like, in general for women, we're told these are your objectives you need to meet. This is what you need to change in order to be better, mm-hmm. rather than flipping it on its head and saying, this is what you bring and this is what you then allow other people to do as well. And I think when you can flip your mindset like that, you just feel so much more fulfilled, and people naturally want to be around you because you bring different things to the team.
And you give a different energy as well. I think when we're constantly bogging ourselves down with things that we're not good at or where we should be, it's almost like you're never going to be fulfilled. And it's that whole element of comparison, which, you know what, at the end of the day, we all do. Like, we all compare all the freaking time. We're always looking at what other people are doing. And as much as someone says, oh, no, I don't, you deep down do. And it's that element of if you achieve what that other person is achieving, will you then be fulfilled? And majority of the time, you're not, because you're constantly trying to find the next best thing or something else. And sometimes it's about watering the grass that you have, not necessarily just finding greener grass, because that's what you think is going to make you more fulfilled. And yeah, I mean, it goes to show, even when we was on the honor set, you were so scared when we were shooting. You were like, oh God, I don't know if I can do this. And I sat back and I thought to myself, you know what, Amy, for someone who is so confident, you're so worried about being on camera, which is like the last thing you should be worried about. And once you kind of shook it off, you were just so confident and you was unstoppable. You were like, when can I next be on set? Am I needed on set? And it was really, really refreshing, because at one point I was like, oh no, I don't want to pressurize her to do anything she doesn't want to do. Because obviously, you know, I'd never do that. However, on the flip side, I wanted you to be front and center to represent women that are not necessarily represented and women that you don't see enough of on social media, in society. And I think you bring that to the table. You bring that more than you may assume you do.
Yeah, it was out of my comfort zone completely. That first day, oh my God, literally, I almost had a breakdown, I think, inside. I think I'm very good at putting on a cool, calm, kind of confident front, and then inside I am screaming, like, what are you doing? But like you said, like, I always think to myself, like, to be that person that I needed all those years ago, and I have to remind myself of that when I get scared, I think. I always, like, my little sister, for example, is, I always think, what do I want her to feel, what, how I felt at 21, and I don't. So to have someone that looks like her doing this stuff, like, that's going to change so many people's kind of the way they look at themselves more than anything. So you have to kind of grab those opportunities, like, that you get and go for it. And I kind of just, as much as I felt like, oh God, this feels so weird, I'm not sure I can do it, I was like, okay, just suck it up, get on with it. And also, very luckily, like, you are so supportive, like, and you just know how to get people to do, like, the things that make them feel uncomfortable and embrace it. And the other girls on set as well, and, you know, Sarah as well, like, everyone made me feel so comfortable. And I think once you got in that stride, every day my confidence just grew. And, you know, like, it's taught me so much more about myself and how the big difference you can have on something like that. So yeah, I just thought, let's get like stuck in a bit by the end.
100%. And I think the thing is, for me, it's about seeing that potential in someone that they may not necessarily see. And for me, it's also about the bigger picture. This isn't just about us getting a picture of Amy. This is, what does that picture of Amy represent? How is that going to make society feel? How is that going to make, let's say, a younger girl feel? Or even our age, like, I don't care. How is that just going to make one woman feel? And at the end of the day, it's not a tick in box mechanism. It's a, you should be doing this. You know what I mean? As a brand, you should be doing this. You should be embracing everyone. This is no longer a, oh, we need this because we want to avoid this happening. This is, we need this because we need this. This is a must. All women should feel like they are part of something, whether that's small or big, because that's how change will amount. The more voices that are heard, the more women that are seen. And I think you represent that a lot amongst our Tone and Sculpt community and amongst the Honor community. You represent that and you make women feel like they can achieve. And that's a rarity, because not many people can say they can achieve that.
Literally, it's I always say to myself, like, even with joining, kind of pushing on social and things like that, like, it, at one point I was like, I don't want to do this, like, I don't know why I'm doing this. And one of my friends said to me, like, you've got so much to give, like, just trust yourself a little bit. So I was like, okay, I'll keep going with it. And then now, like, I always just remind myself, like, even if it's one person that I help, like, that's a good job. Like, I've done a good job. But the message is, like, I always say to people, like, you just don't know how much it means when you reach out and say, like, today I pushed to, like, a heavier weight because I saw your post, or because I saw you doing it as well. And I think that reminds me every day, like, this is why I'm doing it. And it's, and I'm so lucky that, you know, I've got to meet women like yourself and the other Tone and Sculpt girls who believe in the same thing, and yeah, we can, like, change women's perception in the world together. And I think that's really special, even if it's just one at a time, that one woman who goes out her day and thinks, yeah, I can smash it today. Like, that's why it's so special to me. And I have to remind myself of that, especially being my 100%. Own best friend sometimes.
100%. So then what would you say to someone who's, like, aspiring to start their own page on Instagram, or aspiring to make a change amongst any community? What would you tell them? What would be, like, your top three tips for them?
Really trust and know your why. You have to fully believe in it to your core, and know that it's not always going to be easy, but if you believe in it, keep pushing.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Consistency in yourself as well, like consistency with your like own training, your own life, like you have to put yourself a little bit first and then allow it to work into your life, because it is a lot sometimes, you know, you're trying to help so many people or do something great, it can get a lot. So you have to put in those real boundaries and consistencies with yourself. And then I think the biggest thing is to have fun. Because once things stop being fun, like you just stop enjoying them and you're not going to give it your all. So I love training. I love bringing people content and I love people making people laugh as well. Like I think that's a really special thing. So I just make sure I'm always having fun on my own page and nothing gets too serious, but also that I can talk to people in a way that they relate to as well. And the biggest thing for me as well is I love sharing other people, because not everyone relates to me. So, you know, I like to do my little Sunday stories and allow other women to take my platform and talk about their experiences. So yeah, then that's always fun because I get to learn as well. So yeah, those probably are the best three.
Yeah, I love the second one that you said it's important to remember to take care of yourself whilst you're so busy to take care of others. It's something that I definitely don't do enough of. And you know, I actually had a conversation with someone the other day and they said the compassion that you show your business is the compassion you should show yourself, and the care that you give to your consumers and members is the care that you need to give to yourself. And I've never perceived it like that. I've always perceived that my community and my members come first. I come second. And then it's like, hold on a minute. I would never tell someone to put themselves second. I constantly tell people to do stuff for themselves and to prioritize them. And I'm almost not even listening to my own preach, or I'm contradicting myself because I'm not even doing that because I'm so busy worrying about everybody else and making sure everybody else is happy, that as a result it's draining me. And it's the same thing as in a relationship, you know when you're so busy making someone else happy, you forget about who you are and you forget what your purpose is, and you start to think, hold on a minute, is my sole purpose to make this person happy or for me to focus on my happiness, which as a result will reflect in the relationship anyway?
Yeah, massively.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It's a really, really, really big important one. And I think that actually it's not even spoken enough about. I haven't spoken about it that way. I think it's because it's almost like almost scary for someone to be like, do you know what, guys, I'm going to be a bit selfish.
Yeah, it's hard to admit to be selfish as well. Like,
yeah,
I really struggle being like, I'm doing this for me, or I'm going to make this decision and go do this wholeheartedly for me. And part of me goes, and I think it is predominantly as a woman, you do feel a lot worse about being selfish. Like, oh, I'm going to fully take this day off of social or whatever. And then I sit there and I think, oh, but what if someone messages me that they feel bad today? And I'm like, and I haven't been there, but how can I give them everything if I'm not full myself? So it is hard. Sure. I think the more you do it, the easier it gets. It's like practicing.
For sure. I couldn't agree more. But look, you're doing an amazing job and you're one of the most wonderful person I've met. And you truly, truly are such a ray of sunshine. And I'm just so blessed to have you part of both communities, both Honor and both Tone and Sculpt. And you are making such a big impact in so many of the community members' lives. And I don't think you realize enough. And I wanted you to be part of this podcast so you understand what a big impact you are making, and for you to continue to be this ray of sunshine, because so many women, as myself, appreciate it so much.
I literally, like, I always say to you, like, I feel so blessed and grateful and everything. And I was always so worried, especially with Honor, like, they always say, like, don't meet your heroes. But, like, big shout out to you, Chrissy. Like, you were the most down-to-earth girl I've ever met in my life.
And wow, thank you so much.
I literally felt so comfortable. Like, I felt like I'd known you forever. Like,
that we... Yeah, I was crazy on set. I think people think that I'm, like, hyper chilled, and it's so funny, people think that I don't do much on set as well. And I was like, where's the fucking baby oil? Where's the hairdresser? Where's this? It's because I'm just like, when I work, I don't eat, I don't go toilet, and I sometimes get like, I'm not the only one on set. People need to eat, and people need to sleep, and people need to rest. But with me, I'm so like, go, go, go. I totally forget about anything else than getting the job done.
Yeah, you're such a grinder. And that is like, it's so amazing to see. And, you know, it's so amazing to be a part of. And I'm literally so grateful that I can be a part of these communities and, you know, meet some amazing women and share their stories. And every time you reshare someone, like, that's a new person that I've just found that I maybe didn't see before that. And I'm just like, oh my God, look how well they're doing. And then that's the connection as well. And I just think it's just amazing. Everything you've built is just, yeah, it's just so special.
We've built it together. So that's what's even more special. So, but thank you so much for being on this podcast, Amy.
Thank you for having me. It's been amazing.
Of course, spending some time for the community to get to know you. Amy, where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at Dreams and Dumbbells, and normally in the Tone and Sculpt forum, sulking around somewhere replying to people normally, so you can find me there too.
So yeah, go give Amy a follow and show her some love. She'll show you some love back. And be sure to be kind to someone today, everyone. Even a little message, send it to someone that you haven't spoken to in a while. It will truly make their day. And I think it's important for us to always come together and support one another, because in a world where chaos is happening, we literally only have one another. So let's remember that. All right, Amy, thank you so much. And I'll see
you. Thanks, Chrissy.
Bye. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Tone and Sculpt podcast. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, which goes a long way. And let me know what you thought of this episode with our girl, Amy. Next time, there will be another special guest, so stay tuned. And be sure to send someone something lovely today to lighten up their day. I love you always and forever, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.